All right, guys. Welcome to the Dead Drift. You might hear a snort or two. I'm recovering from a cold that I caught at an event I photographed a couple of weeks ago, actually. This thing has been a killer. But anyway, I complain too much. Today, we're going to talk about the past and the future. Funny thing happened yesterday. Have to start there. There's kind of this like young group of 20 to 30 year old fly guys that have kind of caught on to the information at TexasFlyCaster.com. And some of them have boats and skiffs and hog islands and stuff like that. And of course, I've learned quite a bit about the whole skiff life just by having one and learning from people who know more than I do, which there are quite a few of those running around out there, people that know more than me. But the way I disseminate information freely and without hesitation leads a lot of these young guys to come to me and ask boat questions. So a guy texted me yesterday. He's like, "Hey, man, I need to ask you some questions if my little boat will go to the coast and what I need, what I got to do, and this, that, and the other." And I cannot, for the life of me, remember which person this is. I think it's my friend with the Hog Island skiff. But anyway, I got back to him. Man, I said, yeah, hit me tonight, and we'll talk about it. Well, he didn't hit me back, which is, you know, kind of normal for these young guys. They're doing a lot of stuff that we old folks don't do. But I texted him just to follow up, and he said he was at the Ryan Bingham show down in Fort Worth. I think it was Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. I was like, wow, Ryan Bingham. That just took me back way back, on the way back. Can you believe my first review of Ryan Bingham's first album? Can you believe this? 2008. 13 years ago. You can find that review and many more, a few more articles on Bingham. He kind of went down the drain for me when he moved out to California and started skateboarding the back streets of Los Angeles. I just kind of lost my my desire from a bull rider to a skateboard rider as quite a luxurious item. Wait, don't forget he won an Oscar along the way for Crazy Heart. So the guy is super talented, and maybe he's got himself back into to his roots of how he got to where he got. But anyway, I digress, and that's why I publish this Dead Drift podcast, because I can do and say whatever I want, and I'm not subject to the slings and arrows of a broader broadcasting platform. I am looking into figuring out, I can't remember anymore, it's been so long, how to do an RSS feed of this this one page on my Texas Flycaster website that has all these podcasts on it so far. There's only three. This will be number four. And we'll see if we can make that boat float. But let's change subjects. You guys might know that my primary source of income is photography, and that's pretty lame. Things have changed in that industry. I'm always looking for work, always looking for magazine articles, and usually I write and shoot so that those articles do sell. And they do. I've been in magazines like Drake and all that. I'm tired already. I'm already tired in this podcast of talking about me. But anyway, I have to go on. One of the other things I do is I make these fly line mats. Now, I started with the round one, kind of like the another company in Florida makes. And mine is, the round one's kind of rougher looking than, definitely rougher looking than the competition's. And, but it sold. It started selling, and it sold, and I was like, okay, that's cool. A few here, a few there. I'm not saying I broke down the doors, but it did sell. Well, on a trip in the beginning of 2020, right when they started locking the country down. I was in South Padre Island, and I was out on a one of the boats that they had. I don't remember what it was a Mavic or something like that. But anyway, this guy had one of these mats from the competition, which I hardly consider myself competition. But anyway, and it was square, and I was the only one fly fishing. There's a number of us on the boat, and two other guys, so four guys total, I think. And in order for that mat to work for me, it was like rolled up into a taco on the left-hand side of the platform and just about to flex itself right off the boat. It just didn't make any sense to me. I looked at it and I was like, this is not it. And so I came back, and about the same time, a good friend of mine named Clint, old friend, I started talking about a narrow and long fly line mat. If you don't know what I'm talking about, this is a thing, it's a rubber thing that actually is like it catches your fly line when the wind's blowing. It keeps it from blowing off the deck and under the boat and into the trolling motor and into the motor and all that stuff. Because you can strip line off it, and if it goes off the deck, before you know it, it's wrapped, and you're in the bow of the boat. Before you know it, it's wrapped around the motor and the stern. So, I mean, it's really important to keep your line on deck. But I digress once again. The thing is I came out with a design that is 6 inches wide and 36 inches long. So it is literally the biggest mat out there just by length. And now, why would you want to do that? Well, the reason is any smaller size, like say this round one, it's only like 13, 14 inches across, something like that. You have to actually look down and aim at that target. Well, if you're dealing with 6 inches by 36 inches long, it can be down beside, in front, or behind, wherever the wind's carrying your line to, of your poling platform, or your feet if you don't have a platform, you know, whatever. If you don't have a platform, that's fine. But it can be your left of your feet, right of your feet, depending on where you strip and where the wind's blowing, that's where you put it. And the darn thing took off. It started selling in 2020, and it's been carrying through 2021 fairly well. The actual mold that I make these with, I make these myself. No subcontracting, nobody else touches these things. They go from my hands to your warm heart. The mold is a little bit rough. So coming up in 2022, there's going to be a brand new mold of the Clint Mat 6x36. And there's going to be a brand new size, the 6x20 inch, that has holes in both ends that you can lash down to a kayak or just tie it off to something if you feel insecure about the possibility of it falling off or blowing off. But imagine a 20-inch wide across the front hatch of your, or the front in front of your feet of a kayak where you're standing up, and you get the idea. This is the one for the kayakers and the other people who want to lash. They might even want to lash this onto a float boat, and do it that way where the line can actually just land right on the air chamber. So I know less about these drift boats than anything, these inflatable drift boats. I wish I knew more, because I've been on one a couple times with my friend Danny Scarborough. Danny is Houston fly fishing dude. He's the guy, and he is definitely a river dude, a river rat. But anyway, he's the one that's turned me on to these floats. But in the meantime, we're also, along with the two new molds, we're keeping the round one. But the next piece of news related to the mats is the default color for 2022 and on is white. So your first color choice is white, but there are multiple colors. If you order white, you're going to save about a week, because I'm going to have those on the shelf ready to ship. So there's that. Enough talk about that stuff. Now, let's talk about YouTube. What I'm learning is this year, 2021, has been really transitional for YouTube, and I think they took advantage of it because of the pandemic and just the fluctuation all the way around. So they've done things like sifted a bunch of accounts out of their system. Some of them were a little controversial, and some of them were just not getting traffic. And so what they've done is they're basically trimming their sails and getting more efficient with it. I just can't see them going on forever providing free uploads of videos, because, videos take up space, in case you didn't know it. So they've started tightening down a little bit. And they have a new policy coming out every few months telling you what you can and can't do, and the fact that your stuff contains a paid promotion and that, they have a hard time defining what paid promotion is, and I sure have a hard time understanding it. But I'm pretty much all in on YouTube because I started there in 2007, 2008. So I've got, a couple hundred videos on the Texas Flycaster YouTube channel. And I try to evolve and do things that make those videos more enticing for people to at least look at and check out Texas Flycaster channel for the first time ever. But, you hit kind of ceilings, like glass ceiling. Maybe it's cardboard. I don't know. I don't know what it's made out of. But anyway, you hit these ceilings and you get no growth. And so this year I kind of topped out early on in the year. There's a lot of reasons why, you get no growth. One of them is obviously no fresh content consistently. And consistency is the hardest part of YouTube. But also, as I did my research, you have to let me get a sip of my lame old coffee here. Better for the throat. As I did my research, and I'm doing research now, I'm realizing that going live is the way to go. So, in 2022, we're going to go live with our weekly, that's a little ambitious, weekly, but our regular fly fishing report. So I put out a Texas fly fishing report in years past, and essentially it's not an evergreen thing. It lasts that one week, and I could probably delete it because the information changes a lot, especially as we get towards the spring and summer in the hot times when the fish are really moving. But we're going live with those, the reports. And I'm going to also try to integrate a whole lot more media and show you where I'm finding this information while I'm talking about it on video. And we're going to, with luck, make a much more dynamic presentation of this these reports. And try to then, you, of course, these will be recorded and saved, the live ones are, and then you, if you don't make it to the live one, you can also watch it later on. So, that'll be ready to watch later on, and it'll also be segmented out because these reports are going to be a lot longer than the originals were. I tried to keep the originals under 10 minutes, and we've got very good at it over time of trimming the sails and getting down to brass tacks, because I could see the people, that's all they want to know is where to go and when to go and stuff like that. So there's going to be a full-on version that's just the entire recording. And then I'm going to take it and cut it down just a little bit, so that if you just want to hear the fishing report or you just want to hear the questions and answers, we're going to try to do Q&A. And unless I'm guided otherwise, I don't like that word guided, that is going to be a Saturday morning thing. And I just know that we're headed towards a bloody, bleeding edge of fun, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, guys. I'm sure I'm forgetting something. We'll save it for the next Dead Drift. Thanks for listening. Here's a little Ryan Bingham to roll you out. Be sure you check back here at the Texas Flycaster website. I'll see if I can get an RSS going on this so you don't have to check back. Subscribe to the Texas Flycaster website, please. And if you like videos, go to my YouTube channel, Texas Fly Caster. Have a great weekend.
If I held my breath in the morning, would I wake up for a lifetime? Lose my job in this depression? If I held my breath in the morning, would I wake up in a new land and follow you forever and dance all night in this depression? In this depression, in this depression. In this depression.